Hello.
Oh, hi, is this Danny?
Yes.
Hi, Danny, it's Kyle at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing all right, how are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking. I just wanted to start off with apologizing. I just saw that you requested a call back from me with regards to your Yelp ads last week. I'm so sorry I didn't call you then. Is now a good time?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect, yeah. So my colleague asked me to give you a call with regards to your Yelp ads. So yeah, how can I help?
It was more the Google guarantee and then like a quick question on the Yelp too. I know
that
we've been going through with the Yelp ads. We're doing all right, like getting some leads here and there, but I know we've gotten a few reviews on the ad, and I've been looking up, like, you know, Yelp's kind of strict on their whole review process.
Yes.
And like every review we've gotten so far, even if it's legitimate, you know, people that we've actually done business with and whatever,
yes,
and give us a 5-star review, that it gets taken down. Is there any way that we can, is there anything we can do on our end, or is it just kind of like you got to wait and hopefully even more reviews? Like, what's that process like?
Yeah, I understand. So it is frustrating. So basically the Yelp reviews, it's a completely automated system that they have built for all their reviews. And yeah, so unfortunately there's no way to request, you know, like a manual, sorry, there's no way to request for a non-recommended review to show up in, like to not be non-recommended. But what can happen sometimes is Yelp sees like an influx of reviews of people that are new to Yelp that just sign up and leave reviews. Sometimes that can show as not recommended. So I do see they are there. Unfortunately it's not recommended. Now it can change later on. There is a video, there's like some information on Yelp of exactly how it works. It can change, but yeah, the software is the only thing, that software that they manage it on. There's no manual manipulation at all, unfortunately. And I know it's frustrating because I even see the one person that left your review has left 20 other reviews. So it is interesting that that's not recommended, but there could be various different factors as well. But yeah, unfortunately, there isn't a way to, you know, request for that not to be non-recommended, unfortunately.
Gotcha. I know. I kind of read into it a little bit too. That like they say that sometimes, like if like a business gets more reputable or whatever, like sometimes they bring those reviews back.
Yeah.
It's just tough. It's like I don't know how any business gets started on Yelp.
It is tricky. I hear you. It is tricky because these reviews as well are very helpful for your ad as well. When your business comes across. So it is frustrating, I understand. Unfortunately, it is just the way they do it. But nothing's going to come of it probably, but I'm just going to show this to our team at Yelp as well, because that one that's got 20 other reviews, that to me is interesting that that's not recommended. I'm just going to see. But hopefully later on, you know, they might become recommended as you are more established.
Perfect. All right. And then I know we were talking about my cousin and I were possibly thinking, like, you know, just to even drum up more business, the possibility of, like, you know, like this whole last weekend in America, it's was the Memorial Day, right? If there's options on there to, like, do, like, spurt certain types of sales and, like, just, like, do things like that whenever, like, holidays come up and, like, certain, like, things, like summer sales, spring sales, just to, like, you know, drum up even more business and hopefully just get some more contact with some leads. Is that something Yelp does too?
So you can do what's called updates from the business, which is a post. So if you do have something particular that you want to, you know, promote for a certain time, if you just send us, you know, an image or something and whatever you want it to be, then we can go ahead and post that to the page. And then there's also like the call to action button, so that can be updated if there's like a promotion that you have or something like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then if we just say like, hey, only promote it like from certain dates and then close it at a certain date, like.
Correct. Yeah. So the post we can show for like up to a certain date that you choose. Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you would just email it at the Local Splash ads email that I sent
it
before.
Correct. Yeah, just the support at Local Splash, and then we can go ahead and, you know, post that to the page and add it.
Okay. Perfect. That's good to know. All right.
Yeah. Said you had a question about your Google guaranteed as well, so that's not me. It would be my colleague. Is it still something that you wanted to speak about now, or...?
I might have to go here in a second, but I can call back if I have to. I know it's basically just kind of seeing the status of everything. I know we got, let's see, it's been a few months now. I know the process of Google is kind of a pain as well. It's pretty slow. Getting it verified in the first place. But, just kind of checking up on the status and see if there's anything else we can do on our end.
Okay, yeah. See, it's an advanced verification. I'm going to send it to our team that does Google Guaranteed and just help have them have a look at it. And if there is something that we need, then obviously they'll reach out to you and we can take it from there. But, yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so sorry I didn't contact you last week. I completely missed it, but I'm glad I got to speak to you now. And I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Danny. Bye-bye.